You're listening to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. The show that gives pastors and church leaders the clarity they need to protect their people, property, and ministry.
Welcome back to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. I'm your host, Ron Wadley with Insurance for Texans. We help church leaders protect their people and property with wisdom and clarity. In today's episode, we are asking an important question that church leaders have asked us many times over the last several months. Can our church use two insurance companies, one for property and one for liability? That question came to us recently from a church in Abilene that felt completely stuck. Their building was older and full of history and character, but the age of their building made it difficult to insure. They had recently been non-renewed by their insurance company, and their previous agent was striking out everywhere they turned. Some companies wouldn't even quote the property. Others came back with premiums so high, the finance committee couldn't make sense of them. At the same time, this church wasn't sitting still. Their church's ministries had grown. They were counseling people during the week, hosting community meals, and running an active youth program. All of that meant their liability exposure had also increased. They needed strong liability protection and not a stripped-down policy. And that's where the tension came in. The insurance company willing to insure the building didn't offer the level of liability coverage the church needed. Meanwhile, the companies that understood ministry liability really well didn't want the property risk at all. The church leadership assumed they had to choose one or the other, but thankfully they did not. In a perfect world, every church would place all coverage with one carrier. It's simpler and cleaner, but the Texas church insurance market hasn't been a perfect world for a while now. Different companies have different appetites. Some are comfortable with older buildings but shy away from counseling ministries. Others do an excellent job with liability but won't touch church property in hail-prone areas. For this church in Abilene, splitting coverage turned out to be the right decision. One highly rated carrier handled the property insurance at a fair rate that made sense for the building. A different carrier provided strong liability protection that matched the realities of their weekly church activities. This wasn't a shortcut. It was a strategy. By using two companies, the church didn't have to sacrifice good protection just to make the budget work. They didn't water down liability limits to save property premium dollars. They didn't accept weak coverage just to keep everything under one roof. Instead, they built coverage intentionally. When churches mix policies from different carriers, there has to be coordination. Liability needs to line up with property exposures. Counseling coverage needs to match how the ministry actually operates. Deductibles, exclusions, and definitions all have to be reviewed so there are no gaps. That's not something you want to piece together on your own. That's why this church worked with the church insurance specialists at Insurance for Texans. Our experienced agents understand when one carrier's limitations can be offset by another carrier's strengths. We know how to make sure policies work together instead of against each other. And most importantly, we know when using two companies is wise stewardship rather than unnecessary complexity. If your church would like that kind of insurance expertise, reach out to our church insurance team at insurancefortexans.com. And if you would like a better overall understanding of church insurance, get a copy of our book, The Promise of Certainty, at thepromiseofcertainty.com. I'm Ron Wadley, and this has been Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance Protecting Texas Churches. Until next time, remember, insurance is about protecting your church's mission for years to come.
Thanks for listening to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance. Until next time, remember, insurance isn't just about policies. It's about safeguarding the mission God has called you to lead.